Sweet, I promise you that, and probably not as informative, but I thought we've had really good speakers. My wife and I really got a lot out of listening this morning. My wife and I are just starting this. When I was first called to speak, it was about our generation when my folks passed the farm, ran ranch on to my brother and I and my sisters. And I'll try and give you a brief overview and we'll just go from there. One of the most important things, and I think we've seen this and heard this, but I'm going to start with this and I'm going to end with it, it's get a plan and act on it. If you don't do anything, Uncle Sam will have one for you, and you probably won't like it. I've seen numerous family businesses fail to make the transition from one generation to the next because they don't have a plan. We all tend to think that we're immortal, and the fact of the matter is, if we care about the next generation, we need to have a plan in place just in case we aren't. The goal of every farmer and rancher is to have an easy, automatic, seamless transition from one generation to the next. The fact of the matter is that it can be difficult and messy. It takes communication, organization, planning, and work, like most other things that are worthwhile. There also needs to be a mentoring process to help take the younger generation from labor to management, and often the senior generation needs to reverse the process and move from management to labor. One thing I clearly remember was going to a sale with my folks once. My mom was sitting on one side of me, Dad was sitting on the other, and we were trying to buy feeder cattle. If you could imagine trying to make a split-second decision and gather three opinions, whether to buy or not buy, this operation wasn't particularly successful. What we ended up doing was getting a plan. In other words, what weight for what price, and eventually the folks turned me loose to go ahead and get our feeder cattle purchased. And you know what happened, I made a lot of mistakes. But that's the only way you learn. Maybe found out that weight and price might be right, but the quality wasn't. And you had to learn that, or I guess I felt I learned that true economy was better than average cattle and average price. As my dad shifted from management to labor in 1989, he and Mom moved to town and he drove out almost every day. He would come to the ranch and do whatever he wanted to do. It might be a lot, it might be a little. If we were moving cattle, he'd help with that, or he might farm all day, or he might be there a half hour and turn around and go back to town. One of the things I got a kick out of was if we had a big breakdown, if we broke an axle on a tractor, or got something stuck in a silage pile, or whatever the myriad of problems might be, oftentimes he'd just get in his car and go back to town. And you know, you might think I'd be upset with that, but I really wasn't. It was great for two reasons. One, Dad had had some heart trouble, and he really didn't need the stress. And two, I had to learn how to solve these problems somehow, and by being left on my own, we got her done one way or another. About the same time, or at the time that my folks moved to town, my wife Kim and I purchased all the equipment and cattle on a term contract. And what that did was save the folks some taxes and allowed us to get started on an affordable basis. They needed a living, and we were able to provide it with them by going that way. One of the important things I see, and I think it's been brought out, but for the shift in generations, is to have a defined time period. We need to be forced to step aside, and the younger generation needs to step up and take the reins. And I guess I would concur with Dr. Geller earlier. One of the worst things I've observed is that this will all be yours someday syndrome. And when you have, as he said, a 68-year-old that's never had to sell down in a drought, never had to borrow money, never had to buy equipment, never had to make those tough financial decisions, it's really tough for somebody like that to step up, take the reins, and know how to succeed with that individual business. A few of the important things to be considered in the transition, and I just wrote them down. I think they're similar to everybody else's, but I think you need to have business goals And by that, if the business can succeed, then you have a chance for everything else. At the same time, you have to have each member of the team needs to have their own individual goals, and I think those kind of need to be spelled out. I think there can be a lot of difference in visions between the generations. I've got two sons, and we may have one of them back eventually. They're both tied up with school right now, or their spouses are. But what I see, what we've done, may not be what they want to do. They may want to farm. They may want to run buffalo, or I don't know what it might be, but I don't think the older generation has to tie their hands to where they have to do what we've done. But I would have a business goal, personal goals. As Ed said, I think it's tremendous that communication, having that meeting every day to kind of know what the family wants to do is very important. And I would say you need a team to do this transition: banker, attorney, accountant, and other advisors. In our situation, there was five siblings. My parents primarily used their attorney and accountant. My wife and I bought part of the cows and all of the equipment. And my folks gifted us the quarter of land on which the house and buildings are for our headquarters. And the main reason they did that is because we wanted to make improvements to the infrastructure without worrying about losing the equity required to do so. The rest of the ground we've leased since 1989. My brother George bought the rest of the cows and has them run on a custom basis. One of the things our attorney advised us early was to keep things flexible and easy to get out of. He said if you make it too difficult or rigid or hard to get away from, it's human nature that a party is going to probably want to try and get around that and break it up. And by me having my cows and my brother having his own, we've been able to sell together for over 20 years. We could each go our separate way at any time, but it's been way more beneficial to be together. He brings some things to the table, as do I, and by with our numbers, we can make things work. My sister and brother-in-law were involved with us for a time. They'd bought some cows from us. She lives in southeast Nebraska. She and her husband really liked the baby calves. They would calve, bring the bull calves to us at weaning, which my brother does as well, and then they were all fed together and sold together. And I think it must have been a pretty fair deal because we both thought we were getting to each other. But anyway, that worked for a long time, and then when they decided to sell the cows, actually my brother and I ended up buying part of them back. Just a quick note, some of the tools, and Ed and Dr. Geller both brought it up, the life insurance. I think you have to have, the owner of the land really needs to have long-term care, in my opinion. I'm not a salesman for it, but we know what the health costs the way they are, that equity needs to be protected. And I'd just finish, I'd say once you have a plan, announce it to every family member on farm and off farm, and I think it's way better if it comes from the parents. That way the siblings know that this is what we want, and it's a lot easier for it to get them up, to get that up front than when the will is read, if you will. If they know what's in it, have a copy of the will, I think, and know that that is what the parents' wishes are, I think it's a lot easier. I would like to conclude by saying, get a plan and enjoy the transition. That's really all it's about. Also, I just got handed a deal, and I think it looks like a very good topic. The Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and UNL Extension are having four meetings across the state, December 14th in Boone County and Broken Bow, and then Thursday the 15th, they're going at Gunmanson and at Ogallala. And it looks to me like it's family planning again, so it's coming right up. Thank you.